Proverbs for the day, March the 12th, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Now there are numerous verses we could go to on this thing about a root and a tree and all that, and I think you have a basic idea of it. A man shall not be established by wickedness. A tree, for example, is not established. A plant is not established if it doesn't have roots down. And it contrasts that with the idea that the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And there are specific teachings that help us as a believer to understand both the truth by giving us a picture and then the practical effect it has upon us. For example, Paul writes in Ephesians 3 and says, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's Ephesians 3, verse 17, 18, and 19. The idea is rooted. Now, when we are rooted, that is when we have we have something to hold us in place. We have something to anchor us, like the root of a tree, the root of a plant. For example, he also writes again in Colossians 1:23, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. The way for a child of God, a Christian, to be effective, to be, we would say, as a Christian successful, as a Christian abundant life, is to have our roots down in Jesus Christ. So that this world and the things of this world, the events of this world, the trials of this world, the doctrines of this world, the philosophies of this world, the false science of this world cannot move me, cannot change how I'm thinking. In that same book of Colossians, he said in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. A couple of thoughts. One is, put into Christ. We are put into Christ by the Holy Ghost. We are planted like a vine would be into Christ. Now, we know that God gives us a great picture by telling us we're grafted in, and we couldn't cover that in this devotion. But the idea is that he's put us into Christ. We are rooted. We are grounded. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. We have been planted. We have been put into Christ by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. When you get saved, there's a whole bunch that happens in your life. And there's a whole lot of things that happen that you might not even have been aware of. And you may have felt a little bit of it, the result of it. But the more you read your Bible, the stronger you get, the more you're taught in the Bible, the stronger you get, because now you can walk in light of knowledge. I mean, it'd be like somebody nowadays getting something like one of these, you know, a computer, a phone or something, and never learning how to use it and saying, well, that thing just doesn't perform anything for me. It doesn't help me. And the idea is that you've got to learn how to appropriate it. You've got to learn how to relate to it. That'd be like somebody having some stuff that's good for them, some supplements, some vitamins, some minerals, excuse me, some herbs and different things that God gives you. I mean, man, I was reading an article the other day where there's some stuff that have had greater success with it for blood pressure than any chemical they've been able to manufacture. And it's the way God made it. We'll probably get to heaven and find out they were using it way, way, way before now, hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago. Because it's always been there. It's always been there growing out there in the world. And so God says, I want you to learn. Learn that you are put into Christ. So that secondly, you can put on by identification with Christ. How do I put on? Let me give you an example. When a person gets saved and someone shows them what it is to be saved, and then they're taught that water baptism is an identification with Christ, then that is one of those early stages where a person says, I want to identify with Christ. I want to put on Christ. Like putting on a uniform, like putting on a name tag, like putting on a badge, putting on a jacket, a hat. It's the same thing. It's the picture. It doesn't do anything to you but gets you wet. But it is a identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the idea then is that when we will take and we will learn, okay, we will learn what it is. A wicked man shall not be established by wickedness. He can practice his wickedness to the nth degree as thoroughly as he wants, and he's going to be, as Psalm 1 says, as a chaff which the wind driveth away. He's going to get blown away by it. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Who is our root? The Lord Jesus Christ. We are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. That's why we need to read our Bible. That's why we need to be taught about it. Now listen, it's very important. That's why you need to know what the love of Christ is and what it isn't. You know, there's a human sentiment today that's very, very dangerous to the work of the Holy Spirit. Because it's human love. It's human sentiment. And if we buy into it, it may not completely quench the love of God in you, but it could sure make a big difference. It could sure dampen it a lot. And the reason it could is because it's a counterfeit. I get put into Christ by the Holy Ghost, and I'm supposed to put on by identification and obedience. And so I need to make sure that my love is the love of Christ. That is, it's not distorted. It's not perverted. It's not soft where it needs to be strong. It's not harsh where it needs to have grace. And you can't have only one side to love. Love has to be strict in some areas. It has to be. And if we really love Christ, we've got to be strict with ourselves in some areas. And then I'll just say the third thing with that then is to put away. You're put into Christ, you put on by identification and obedience, and then you put away, as he says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, you put away. For example, in 1 Corinthians 13, 11, you put away childish things. And in order for us to be rooted, we have to put away some things. We have to let God tell us what to, and we have to cooperate with him, and we put them away. They're gone. That's it. We're not saving them for a rainy day. We're not going to back up to them. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Part of the Christian life, once he puts us into Christ, the Holy Ghost, once we begin to put on by identification and obedience the Lord Jesus Christ and live out the fact that he has saved us and live out obedience to him, there is a putting away of certain things. For example, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That is Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32. So I would encourage you today, let yourself, the roots of your life, sink down into Christ. Realize you're put into Christ by the Holy Ghost. Put on Christ by identification and obedience, and put away the things that will hinder it.